Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 416th program of Fightin' Words on the Fightin' Words News Network. We seem to be having some technical difficulties tonight. Again, we're working with the company on the board, and we're going to start the show with, as always, this is dedicated to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, men and women of police and fire services. When you're out there and you see somebody in uniform, please just walk over and say thank you. It means a world to everybody. This program is brought to you by Dr. Kathleen Carroll, board-certified psychiatrist, private practice since 2003. Dr. Carroll previously was the director of inpatient services at Bay Pines VA Hospital and the Bay Pines VA Medical Center. Dr. Carroll specializes in the treatment of children ages six and older and the treatment of adults. In other words, from the pediatric to the geriatric. She's also an all-time triathlete and can help you if you're having a problem breaking through a wall in the next level of athletics. If you give her a call, she can help you get through that. You can find her at 336 East Bloomingdale Avenue in Brandon, Florida. The phone number there is 813-689-2466. It's been a pretty fast weekend for us. We also want to wish everybody a safe holiday, this 3-day holiday, 4-day holiday that we have, and hope that you'll all take the time and enjoy some good times with your families. But when you're there and you're having the barbecue or you're having a dinner with your friends, please remember the men and women of the United States Armed Forces. They work for very little money, very long hours, and they don't really get a lot of praise or glory over their jobs. And they sure not doing it for the money. We're going to take a fast commercial break here just to get the board set up. So we'll be right back. All right, we're going to take a fast call here out to our resident pro fighter and good friend, Dr. Chris Panarella. We're going to get him on the air early tonight, I hope. Had to think of that. Let me just run this commercial one more time. We didn't get a chance to run it the last time. Sorry about that. Was not what we were hoping it to be. The board really is acting up, and we're probably going to shut down for the evening.
How do you make a great water heater even better? That's easy. You take the brand most purchased by plumbing contractors, Bradford White, and add the awesome technology of the Icon control system. The Icon system is an electronic gas control available only from Bradford White. When used with the exclusive Icon system accessory packages, increases usable hot water by up to 50% or more and can improve energy efficiency by up to 36%. In addition, there's leak protection, programmable control, and automatic water shutoff for peace of mind. To find a plumbing contractor and learn more about the Icon control, visit BradfordWhite.com.
For those of you football fans, you may remember that voice. That's our good friend Jaws. He was the former quarterback of the Ron Jaworski, former quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Also a good friend of ours and a partner in the program on Wednesday night.
Whiteworth Radio Network listeners, don't forget to tune in to Big Dog Radio, airing Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Fight Worth Radio Network. The show will fill you in on the latest news and happenings in the fight world, delving not only into the boxing world, but also including the latest news from the biggest names in the world of mixed martial arts. Stars from both disciplines are featured weekly and call in to talk to the guys. The show always welcomes input from the listeners, so call into the show at 347-202-0832. The show is hosted by Boxing Talk senior writer, the Big Dog Benny Henderson Jr., and is co-hosted by two of the biggest names in the world of boxing radio, Big Time Timmy Cudges and Bob Carroll. Make sure to tune in to Big Dog Radio Show, airing on the Fight Worth Radio Network, Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, we're going to call Dr. Chris Panarella and get his ideas on the fight last week.
Hello?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Okay. I'm on my way home, Frank. Can you call me in 15 minutes? The show be on?
Yeah, we're on now. Okay, I'll give you a call.
Call me in 15 minutes. I'm just leaving the range.
All right.
All right, thanks, Frank.
All right, Chris is out doing his range work at the Concord Club, Concord Golf Club up in Concordville, Pennsylvania. Zito, if you hear me, give me a call on 347-202-0832 or text me.
Of Bloomingdale Psychiatric Associates in Brandon, Florida, on behalf of the men and women in the armed forces, law enforcement, and fire rescue. Dr. Carroll treats psychiatric problems from the womb to the tomb, from children to adults. Her office is professionally staffed to deal with any type of problem and does so in a caring, gentle fashion. Dr. Carroll also specializes in sports psychiatry. If an athlete is not able to reach the next level, she can help. She is a world-class athlete, and her training in both sports psychiatry and sporting events will benefit today's athlete who has seemed to hit the wall. Dr. Carroll is located at 336 East Bloomingdale Avenue in Brandon, Florida. For more information on her services, give the office a call at 813-689-2466.
All right, we seem to be running into some major problems on the board here, getting people in and out. A couple things that we wanted to bring to your attention was that Sugar Shane Mosley will be going back into the ring. It was announced yesterday. Three-time world champion will be squaring off with three-time world champion Anthony Mundine of Australia. October 23rd, in a fight called Shoot for the Stars, Mosley versus Mundine. It'll be pay-per-view. It'll be hosted in the Sydney Entertainment Center in Sydney, Australia. That should be a pretty good fight. They're both pretty well evened out. Sugar Shane has 47 wins, 8 losses, and has won 8-1, and he has 39 knockouts. Freddie Mundine, or Anthony Mundine, rather, has 44 wins, 44-5-2, with 26 knockouts. So that's coming up on a pay-per-view on the 23rd of October. Also announced yesterday was that Julio Cesar Chavez will return to the ring in September. They had a press release yesterday. And here we'll be going against a another, excuse me, Texas number one opponent, Brian Vieira, who's 26-6 with 14 knockouts. At the press conference at in California, in Los Angeles, at the Biltmore Millennium in downtown Los Angeles, Chavez said that he didn't want to get into it. This was a fight that had been put off. He didn't want to get in the ring with anybody because he had an open cut, and his father had done that prior, and he just didn't want to against De La Hoya, and you know that that just he just ripped him apart with the way it worked on that cut. So that'll be September 28th. It'll be on HBO and be coming to you live from the StubHub Center in Carson, California. The presser was run by the press releases and press conference was run by Hall of Fame promoter Bob Arum. So, you know, there's money involved in it. If Bob Arum is in the middle of it, there's got to be some big money in there. And we're looking at also in Carlson, California, the Lucas the Machine Mathias was there to in the Hub Center too to start to make some call outs for Danny Swift Garcia. It seems that the boys want to touch gloves in a mega match in Las Vegas. It'll be a WBA, WBC super lightweight world championships. And we'll hey, the board sucks. I can't get the guys in. Are you in your computer? All right, we got an offline thing here. We're going to go back to another commercial, and we'll be right back.
Fight Wars Radio Network listeners, if you are into 80s metal, don't forget to check out All Hail Hair, the show that brings back the greatest era in music, the hair melodies. Join hosts Bob Carroll and Francis as they walk you down memory lane and transport you back to the late 80s. When your biggest worries were gas money, homework, and trying to get a date for the weekend. All Hail Hair not only plays the staples from the hair metal days, but also bands like London Choir Boys, Kix, Crocus, Jeff Boy, Pretty Boy Boyd, Shotgun Messiah, and others you may have heard but have forgotten. They will also keep you up to date on the status of your favorite 80s bands. All Hail Hair is not only the place that you will hear the latest from your favorite 80s bands like Poison, Def Leppard, Rat, Warrant, Winger, and Danger Danger, but also you will hear from current bands like Wigwam, Pretty Maid, Vane Vagina, and Hardcore Superstar that are keeping their sound alive today. So slip on the parachute pants, spray on the Aquanet, get into the leg-worn spandex, and tune into the best 80s metal show, All Hail Hair. Friday night, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Fight Wars Radio Network.
Hi, so we're talking about some of the fights that are coming up. So that would be Anthony Mundane and Sugar Shane Mosley. Again, that's pay-per-view, and it's coming to you, excuse me, October 23rd from Sydney, Australia. And then we were talking about the Cesar Chavez Jr. That'll be coming for you live in September from the Hub Center in downtown Carson, California on the 28th. And that'll be an HBO live program. Also, we have just gotten word in that Carl Froch will be getting back into the ring. He'll defend his WBA and the IBF World Super Middleweight titles against George Groves at the Phones for You Arena in Manchester England. It's on November 23rd. They also are looking to try and do this on a pay-per-view. So I'm not really sure. We don't have any more information at that. But as soon as that information comes in, we'll certainly get it to you. Frotch added the WBA belt to his IBF crown in his epic rematch with Mikel Kassler, as you remember, back in May, which was a brutal fight to the end. The British Commonwealth champ Groves extended his unbeaten record to 19 fights in an undercard at the O2 Center in London back about a month and a half ago. It seems like they're both really ready to go at it, and they're calling it the Battle of Britain. So it should be a good fight. Both have about the same record and the same amount of wins, maybe give or take a couple for Frotch. But that'll be September 17th, and if anybody's in London, it'll be again at the Phones for You Arena, and the tickets are available. We did hear from a good friend of the programs and a good friend of ours, Eddie Chambers. As you know, Eddie's had a rough time. He drugged Adamic all around the ring with a broken arm, but still wasn't able to get the win out of it. But he is now fighting as a cruiser weight, and he wants everybody to know that he wants to show the world that he's a long way from being done. As we said here a couple weeks ago, he and Stevie Cunningham have joined ranks to help out a couple fighters around the country in their workouts, and they're ready to they're getting ready for big fights. But Eddie said that he wants to congratulate Tubasino Makum of Africa for his victory over Eddie, and he feels now that he'd be fighting at the cruiserweight will do him much better than he was at the heavyweight. So we'll see. He's been up and down on this a couple times now. We'll have to wait and see what's going on. Are they on there? Okay. Yeah, we're gonna play a little bit of music here, and then we'll get to. We're gonna play a little bit of music here for the great holiday coming up. We came in with Charlie Daniels Band, Man in America, and now we're gonna go to Simple Man and Ty and Zito. If you're there, we're still trying to get the board open to you. We'll be right back. They never even saw him.
Call me a redneck, a reckon that I am, but this thing's going on, make me mad down to the core. I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty waist judge lets a drug dealer go. Slaps him on the wrist and it turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope. I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind, let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put your Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. Now don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you for the darn show wheel. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rattles out in the swamp. I put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattles and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
All right, that was Frank. Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, we were talking about Eddie Chambers here a few minutes ago. Yeah, Eddie's been a good friend of ours and a good friend of the family's, and he's had some tough times here in the ring with decisions and actually getting himself battered up. And the other one we were trying to get a hold of for tonight was Danny. I don't know if you talked to Danny lately.
I haven't in a little bit.
Yeah. I hope everything's okay. The phone keeps going to an answering machine.
Yeah, no, he's doing good. I mean, he's fighting. His kids are fighting. You know, he's doing well. We'll get a hold of him now for one of these shows.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about Matthias going against Mondeen?
It should be a good fight. What's that?
Yeah, it's good. Okay.
It should be a good fight. You know, we're... I think we're at a time, though, where there's not a lot of great fighters. There's a lot of good fighters, but we're not seeing a lot of great fighters right now. So,
yeah.
I mean, it should be a good fight.
Yeah. Yeah, my computer completely shut the board down. I think I know that Chris likes... Was it Sugar Shane? Yeah.
What's that?
I said I know that Chris likes Mosley, and he likes Mathesius. How do you say that? Mathias or Mathesius?
Mathias.
Mathias. Yeah, he. I know he likes him a lot. But, damn thing. I don't know why this thing is acting up tonight, but it is.
It's his The fight is it's going to be, you know, against Anthony Mundane. You know, it's going to be out there in L.A. It should be a good fight. You've got two guys that both feel they have something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll see. I mean, I don't think that I think this is one that will probably go to the cards. I don't think that either one of them is going to be able to knock the other out.
Yeah. That's where we're missing Zito tonight, our technical expert. He can break it down into the way each guy fights to be able to get this thing straightened out, you know. Now the board's back up again, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, Shane Mosley's 41. You know, he's got some. He's got some rounds probably left in him. You know, he's got power. You know, with 39 knockouts, but you know, his last few fights have been decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you know, he hasn't had a TKO since 2009. You know,
right.
And that was just a TKO. That wasn't even a knockout. His last knockout was in 2008.
Yeah. So. Let me ask you something. What do you think of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Getting back in with the there's a guy out of Texas that's supposed to be the number one rated in Austin, Texas. His name is Brian Vera. Basically, they had the. He's got about 23 fights. He's got 23-6 with 14 knockouts. It just sounds like to me it's just another way for Arum to make some money. And put in, this kid's going to be a tomato can or what he's going to be, but. It doesn't seem like it's like a big deal.
Well, you remember he's coming off his first loss too.
Yeah.
Chavez. He lost to Martinez. So
okay.
You know, I don't know. It is a way for Arum to get him back in the ring, get him fighting. You know, he's coming off a loss, so, you know, it's probably better for him to face somebody who Arum thinks he can walk over. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's a very good fighter. But, mm-hmm. you know, I saw that fight, and he did not look good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm, instead of going off the air, I'm going to just... call Chris on the air here so we can keep on talking, keep the keep our listeners aware of what's going on here. By the way, Ty and Brady both had a fantastic game today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And Caden had his inaugural football game.
How do you do?
Hello.
Hey, Chris, how you
Frank.
Doing?
Frank. Sitting on my front porch waiting for you guys.
There you go. Well, at least you're sitting. Last time I talked to you, you were on a tractor trying to clean out your drain field, and then you were on a...
I got that done. I just raked it and hand-seeded it today. I got done about 4 o'clock. I've been working pretty hard. It's hot up here, Frank. It's like 87, humid as could be. It's like Naples in October, you know?
Oh, good.
The show on?
Yep, we're on the air.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
It's just Frankie and I tonight. The other guys haven't been able to get on yet. We had some...
okay. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Frank, listen, I caught some of the Matisse fights. They've been showing them on reruns. Guy is deadly.
Yeah.
And he got a great right hand. He doesn't throw the left hook behind the right hand. Nobody would stay with him. But very impressive. I think that's going to steal the show on the Mayweather fight. Got a funny feeling. Or it might be two great fights. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
But is there anything on tonight, Frank?
No, not tonight, Chris. Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up because Mayweather started his press sessions this week, and as usual, he was over the top.
Well, he's obnoxious,
yeah.
You know? He acts like, you got to act like a jerk or he's not happy. This whole camp's a bunch of jerks. You know, his father's an idiot. He looks like one, too. And, you know, the whole camp, they're obnoxious front runners. I'd really like to see Canelo give him a good fight. I just don't think he can win, but I really would like to see him at least put a few lumps on his face, do something, you know.
Yeah.
Knock some of that cockiness out of him. I'm thinking there, you know, after if the fight goes into the late rounds, it's pretty hard fighting a guy that heavy. He's going to come in about 170. Mayweather's going to be giving away a lot of weight, and it's going to be a lot of weight to lug around. Might get a little bit tired. His age might catch up with him tonight. You know, I mean, next show. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things. He could look like he's 25. He could look like he's 45. You never know what he's going to do. Well, you know. But this Canelo, he might weigh in at 54, but he's going to come in close to 170. That's a good sized man. That's the light heavyweight in the 50s. So, might be a great show.
Yeah. Oh. What do you think? We were just talking about Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Is coming back into the ring, and he's coming in against a kid about half the number of fights, but he's supposed to be a big prospect they're trying to promote out of Austin, Texas.
What's his name, Frank?
His name is Brian Vieira. Vera.
V-E-R-A. Never saw him. Is he a light heavyweight? Is he going to fight at? Is he going to fight at 68? Is that where he's going to fight at?
He's going to fight at 68. Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know what? If Chavez comes in at 68. And not at the middleweight limit, he's going to be a lot stronger in the later rounds. I mean, he looked damn good in that last round against that guy from Argentina. He had him. If he had a little more confidence that he could, you know, if he comes in at 68, he's going to have a lot more confidence that he could go to full route and have full strength, you know, full power. Yeah, he's going to be tough. Going to be tough to beat at that weight. And they're not going to hang him out to dry. They've handpicked his opponents all along.
Sure.
Even though the guy might be a prospect, they're not going to risk too great a fighter against him. You know, I think the fight coming up that'll be the next big fight will be him and Andre Ward.
Oh, that'd be a good fight.
I think that'll draw. It's got the potential to draw. You know, he needs a good win at 68. He needs to be able to, because if he comes in at 68, he's going to come in at probably 75. I mean, you know, by the time the fight night, he'll be in 70. Be a big boy. So if he comes in against Andre Ward, that'll be the next big show. And who is Chavez's manager? Is it Golden Boy? I mean,
Arum.
His promoter. Who is it?
Arum.
Bob Arum?
Yeah.
Boy, he's tough. He's really a snake, that guy.
Yeah.
If he don't get everything his way and best for him, he's not going to let his... That's one of the few fighters he's got left. He's not going to... I don't think he's going to risk it, Arum. He don't... He gives away snowballs in Alaska, that guy. You know? So, anyway, outside of boxing, I like the new Eagles coach.
Do you?
I think he's pretty good guy. Pretty good.
Good.
We're seeing him every night. We're seeing the games. The guy can talk. He's not like Andy Reid. Even the general manager said when he goes, God, he actually has to write things down to remember. This guy talks so much. You know, Andy Reid, he could go to sleep and then never miss anything. You know, he said, this guy talks, right? Andy Reid, he was deaf and dumb.
They had some pretty
you know?
Hard cuts this week, and he made them all himself. Yeah,
I'm anxious to see the last. He's got some tough ones coming up. Boy, that's hard to do. I'd hate to be a head coach and do that. That's awful. Even he said, I don't like this. He said, I really don't like it. These kids are here giving it all. So it's a matter of numbers. It gets down to where it's a matter of numbers and salaries and, you know, salary caps. And we can, like the veteran, we let the veteran go. We can re-sign him. If nobody else in the league picks him up, we can re-sign him at a lower salary instead of giving him his big paycheck. He said, and, you know, we might have to do that. We might have to let a couple of these guys go that we don't want to let go, take a chance. And he said, we could keep two rookies for the price of one of the old-timers. So it made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense. I like the guy. He's very colorful, you know. So, how much is that Mayweather fight going to cost, you think? $75?
Yeah. Yes.
At least that, don't you think?
Yeah, it's it was announced. I'm sorry, $85.
$85?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go down to Greg's house. We'll go down to his house. We'll have it on. I have about 15 guys there. That's what we've been watching down at my friend's house.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking forward. That's one of the few fights I'm looking forward to. That, you know, Chavez and Andre Ward down the road.
Right.
I like to see the Klitschkos again. I haven't heard from them lately.
Yeah. No, they've been very quiet.
Yeah, nothing.
Scott was Tony Thompson. Had he won last week, we would have been able to see a Tony Thompson Klitschko fight again.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when you think of it, he came pretty close to winning the last time. It's just a shame that he, and it was a long fight, you know, on a short turnaround. It was
mm-hmm.
only like a 6-week turnaround from his previous
mm-hmm.
fight.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I'm anxious to see. They try to build the prospect up. They kind of rush him to get him in the ring against Klitschko, and then next thing you know, he gets knocked out, and then they start over again. There's one or two guys out there that are, you know, looming in the wings there wanting to fight him. But I still like to see the heavyweights fight every once in a while. Jesus.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. It's been a long time.
I like the lighter divisions, too, but I like to see.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, you like to see what? Go ahead. That's all right. Go ahead, Chris. You like to see what?
Oh, I like to see the heavyweights fight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's always you know, exciting to see them fight no matter who they fight, you know. And there's one big kid, he's about 6'7". I can't think of his name right now offhand, but he looks like he could, you know, a couple more fights he could get in there with him. He's a fighter from this country. And I got a funny first name. But there's some guys that could do it, you know, there's some guys that could get in there with him. Especially the younger brother. If you happen to catch him with a shot, you can knock him out.
Sure.
The other big brother, he's hard to hit. He got a good chin too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm. How? What? Mayweather's what? In 2 weeks?
Yes. The 14th.
2 weeks. Yeah. Well, not that far. I started watching like the 24/7, but I didn't see his recent obnoxious act, but. I'll look at it tonight. It'll probably be on tonight. I'll see it. What, you know, who's the biggest fool in the camp? You know. But you know who's got a funny camp? God, the guy's a real short guy. And he always makes a muscle. He's the corner man. Mexican, Spanish guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a funny camp. I think they fought Mayweather a while ago. The camp that the kid that Mayweather beat last time. The kid that could take a shot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm completely blanking.
Anyway, his camp is comical, but Mayweather's camp is not funny at all. But I'll watch him and see what the hell happens. So,
what do you think?
How's everybody doing? Okay.
Yeah. What do you think of Carl Brock back in the ring with Groves? You know anything about that?
No, I don't. You know, Carl Frosch is so awkward. He makes everybody look bad. He can beat you, making you look bad, and he throws your timing off, throws everything off. A very difficult guy to fight. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me. He's the only fighter in the whole country, probably.
Yeah.
And he wants to make a lot of money. He's packing it away. He's had some great money fights the last 3 years, so no reason for him to stop now.
Nope.
His nose is already bent.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. He's not going to win any good-looking contest with that. I get a kick out of him. It's hard to miss that big nose. But nobody ever makes it bleed.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to catch him smack on the end of that nose with the right hand. But nobody ever seems to do it. And he's got a good chin, so. I don't know. I don't know a hell of a lot about the other fighter.
Yeah, the one guy you might be thinking of is Derek Chisora. I can never get these names right. He and Gerber are fighting for the heavyweight Euro belt, and that's a prelim to fighting with the Klitschko's.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen him fight, Frank. I don't recall seeing him fight, Groove.
No, I'm sorry, Gerber. Gerber. Groove was with Frotch. I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over here on you. Yeah, that's on the 23rd. I was trying to run his numbers, and they're not impressive.
Uh-huh. I don't know the guy.
But what do you think of Derek Chisora?
You know, I think I only saw him once. It wasn't enough to make a decision on him. You know what I mean? I don't know a hell of a lot. You know, you got to see a guy more than once against different kind of opponents and all that. Where's he out of? Where's he fighting out of?
He's fighting out of Europe. He's Germany.
I don't catch those guys a lot. You know, sometimes on a rerun, when they do come on, they come on at an odd hour. Sometimes I miss them. And sometimes, you know, if they don't fight on Showbox, they don't put them on the reruns. So
right.
I don't recall the guy. I don't. And there's no more Ring Magazine anymore to keep you up to date. You know, years ago, I read the Ring Magazine since I was probably 11 or 12 years old. And what an informative, great magazine it was. And they'd rank everybody, and they were legitimate, too. You know what I mean? And they list every fight and number of fights, who fought everywhere. You could keep up now. You know, if you don't see it on TV, you don't know. You know, you don't know the guy. And they had great commentators. And so with Ring Magazine about done, I don't keep up on a lot of these foreign fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know.
Yeah.
But they were so good. So they provided such great coverage of the fight game. Through my younger years, and you know, I still have many of the copies from the 40s and 50s.
Uh-huh.
I loaned several of them to a friend of mine to read. And he never gave them back to me, and I'm trying to catch up with him, and he don't want to hear from me. He wants to keep them. That Marciano on a cover, Willie Pep on a cover. I'm going back to the late 40s, early 50s. I got Rocky Graziano on a cover one. I got a lot of collectors things. He kind of ran out on me, but that's typical of the way he is. He does things like that, you know. He probably sold the damn thing, as far as I know.
Yeah.
You know? He did that to me a couple of times. I loaned him one of my boats. My duck hunting boat. I never saw it again. He loaned it to a guy, and he said the guy stole it. He probably sold the damn thing. We had a boat down the Hatteras where we used to fish. And he says, I took it over to the yard. The guy's going to fix it up. When we went over there 2 weeks later to get the boat, the guy left town, left with the boat. So I doubt if I'm ever going to see those Ring magazines again. It was a guy who used to come in my office was a Rocky Graziano fan, and he had a whole package for me of Rocky Graziano, all the Ring magazines, all his fights, and they were all in there, and he wanted to read them. He took them all, and then I, you know, never saw him, never saw the guy again. Marty Feldman's not doing too well. He didn't sound too good on the phone. Sounded like he's having a hard time. Oh. I just talked to him last week. He's not doing any training or anything. So.
Yeah, I guess Damien is doing most of it.
Yeah, Damien is bouncing around trying to get a fight here, a fight there. He's, you know, he's what he's trying to do is very difficult in Philly. It's hard to get started in the Philly area.
Yeah,
in the pros. There's just too much competition.
He's had a couple fights out at the deck in Effington there. I guess that must be the old Walbers.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's exactly. I've been there many times.
Yeah, he's trying to build that up. But the last person I had that I know that fought there was Joey Tabiri.
Uh-huh.
And Joey had another win up there, but he was set to do a six rounder up there, and they pulled him for the Bob Center when the Bob Carpenter Center when the guys were doing that.
Okay.
And,
The guys, different guy. I couldn't go to that. That's the night I had all my trouble in the house. The insurance company was here till about 8 o'clock that night, and I missed it. But all the guys that went said they enjoyed it. It was a good evening.
Yeah.
So, and he said they had a decent crowd, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess Davey did okay.
Yeah.
Without the Tabiri family, though, I think everything would die in that state.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Sure.
I mean that state would come to a screeching halt. It was Ralph Giuliani.
They have a heavyweight that's coming up. That they've been fighting out of the Dover Downs.
Oh, really? Who's handling him? Nick or Davey?
Yeah, Nick is.
Nick?
Yeah. His name is, Mansoor.
I don't know him.
Mansoor is his last name. He's been in and out of the Federal Hotel for a number of occasions, but he's a hell of a fighter and always draws a good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to get.
Who's training him? Is Joe training him or Nick's training? Nick doesn't train. I mean, he promotes, but he doesn't train.
Right.
I wonder who's training.
They have a trainer, but I'm not sure who it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure who it is.
Yeah. Joey had talked about it a few weeks back. When we were talking to him. I guess Davey Davey has a gym down there in Ellesmere that does boxing training and mixed martial arts training.
I've never been down. I lost contact with him. I was hoping to go down and join up with those guys again, say hello and make some contact, see what's going on. Wanted to say hello to Joe and Mario and everybody. I'm really, really sorry I missed that night down there. But Mario would have been there, I'm sure. And, it would have been nice to see everybody.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? Yeah. They'll probably have another show soon, you know?
Yeah, they've been running shows about every 4 months. They got a hot prospect out of Virginia, Frankie Philippone.
Okay.
He's a middleweight who's really hot right now, and they have a kid by name that new Ray Robinson. He did very well.
Okay, I talked to him before. Yeah, he was on the show.
Right, right.
Yeah. Hey, how about Maris getting beat? He got knocked out in the first round. I didn't see him getting knocked out in the first round. I mean, I didn't know that other guy. He came out there like a killer.
Yeah.
You know? I was really surprised. Maris is a strong fighter. He really looked like he packed on muscle, and, you know. But he got caught early. That's what happens sometimes. You get caught early, and you know, unfortunately, he got that guy's been around too.
Uh-huh.
And but he's got a good style. Yeah, definitely a good puncher. No, I was quite surprised that he got knocked out. Uh-huh. And yeah, there's been some good shows on when I, you know, they're coming from the Indian casinos. Friday night fights. I've had a couple of good shows on. Been some good shows to watch. I got a real charge out of John Molina fighting. That was a hell of a fight, boy. That guy, he lands with his face. He likes to get punched in the face when he's not happy. I mean, he's like Jerry Quarry. Tries to knock you out with his face. You know, and at the end of the fight, you know, the amazing thing is many times he got hit in his last fight, he didn't have a mark on him. Didn't have a mark on his face. His eyes weren't swollen, no cuts. I got a big kick out of that guy. He just kept coming. In the 10th round, the other guy got worn out. And that was the end of that. Johnny Molina.
Yeah.
So, yeah. $85, huh? That's what you got to put out for that fight. Wow.
Yeah.
That's the most of all time. Most ever charged.
Well,
he gets
a big piece of that, too, because what he does is he goes in immediately, buys up as many seats as he can, then resells the tickets to StubHub, makes a hell of a thing, and then he has a deal with the pay-per-view, he gets an extra rip off of that, too.
Mm-hmm. You know what, though? His history is bad. He's on top one day with a pocket full of money, and a year later he's broke.
Sure.
He damn near bet as Mike Tyson.
Right.
Mike Tyson's doing a lot of things now. Everybody wants to put him on shows and do a lot of things with him. He's making a good living now. I'm happy for the guy because Don King is not around to steal all his money. He's probably
He did a promotion last week, a fight up in New York. Up around the Adirondacks.
I saw that.
Guy from here, a good friend of ours, Bob Alexander, who is a well-known fight announcer, is the guy that actually did the announcing.
Mm-hmm. I saw Mike sitting in the ringside. I saw the fight.
Yeah.
And it was a good show. It was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody, you know, he's fighting. Somebody's backing him up with the money, but that's okay. He deserves another chance, you know. Unfortunately, I got a kick out of him when he got out of jail, and Don King got him signed for $10 million worth of fights.
Yeah.
And the first fight was in Denmark, or Sweden, somewhere over there, and there was a watchmaker over there. He bought a watch. After he just got out of jail for $942,000. And the guy said, Mike, he said, you now own the most expensive watch in the world. You know? And some smart ass said, it's a shame you didn't know how to tell time. I said, what? Oh, Christ. But that's how he blew money. You imagine spending $1 million on a watch?
Man,
holy Christ. But he won't do it this time around. Robin Givens ain't around and Don King ain't around taking all his money, so maybe he'll keep some of it this time. He's got a pretty smart wife. His second wife is, and then plus, you know, you can't be a big screw up forever. You gotta learn something. In your lifetime you gotta learn something. Poor Mike, he learned the hard way, which sometimes is the best way. Leaves the best memory.
Yeah,
you know, I'd like to see him do well.
Yeah,
he's in a couple of movies. He's done some TV work, you know. And he's pretty comical. He's pretty comical. I mean, he comes off pretty good.
Yeah, they say his one man show is terrific.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I saw parts of it on TV, but never saw the whole thing. He's an enigma. They had his. Every once in a while, once a month, they'll run Mike Tyson's greatest knockouts. And they're still fun to watch. No matter how many times you see, you never get tired of it.
Right.
Oh, God. Poor Mike. Yeah. So, anyway, outside of Mayweather coming up, that's it. There's no fights next week, is there?
No.
Kind of a dead time here. They don't want to go up against football, you know?
No.
Nobody wants to go up against football.
Right.
Golf doesn't want to do it. Baseball doesn't like doing it. Everybody, you know, in boxing, that, but even though boxing's got time on their side, it's always late at night. There's usually no football, but the NFL opening up this week, college opening up, Christ almighty, you know, there's going to, you know, the guy watching television's got a lot to pick from now,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of college games on today, a lot of good things. I'll watch all the scores tonight. What did Texas A&M do? What did they do today?
Yeah,
I don't know, Chris.
I had three games myself today.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So.
And Manziel, he didn't play the first half, but they were playing Rice. I'm wondering who won that one.
I'm sure they
probably.
Won. Yeah,
I'm sure they did.
I'm more interested in seeing what happens with Temple and Notre Dame this weekend.
Yeah, Boston College, Villanova was giving Boston College a good battle. Villanova was ahead at halftime, 14-7.
Wow.
Some of these teams are catching with overconfidence, and then Villanova was playing great, and there were some good damn games on today. Surprisingly low scores, considering the opposition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Temple's got a lot, but they're not in the league with Notre Dame. I mean, they may put a good showing up there. They'll probably go all out. What's that, tomorrow night, or when's it on, Frank?
Tonight, Chris.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah.
What am I talking about? I get mixed up with Labor Day. So it's on tonight?
Yeah.
So I'll watch that then.
There's going to be a terrific game on TV tomorrow night on Fox Sports. Aquinas out of, I guess that's Palm Beach, and Northside out of Miami. They're number one and number two high schools in the country, and they're going to battle it out on TV tomorrow night.
Wow, you can put a high school game on television, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
They do. Fox Sports does it. Yeah.
Well, they're starting to give high school more and more and more coverage because of the prospects. And then, they draw very well. High school, the TV ratings on high school games and basketball, high school basketball, are pretty good because all the high school kids across the nation watch them. And, you know, they draw very well. It was a good idea, whoever thought of that. But, boy, Florida is loaded with talent. My God. There's a lot of talent comes out of Florida.
Yep.
You know, their program, it's just great high school program. It's probably the best in the country in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And,
remember, we have two seasons down here. You got your fall season, and then you have your spring season. And normally you play a 12-game winter schedule and a 12 to 15 game spring schedule. So you're playing
High school, playing that many games?
Yeah.
Holy God, how the hell do the kids stand it?
They got
a lot of football.
Yeah, and they do adhere to a 2.5 average or you don't play. And it can't be anything in the there's no more economics and basket weaving or any of that stuff. Home economics.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a.
I didn't know you played that many games. That's how they develop all that talent. I guess the kids are ready then, huh?
And the same way with baseball.
Damn, I didn't know that, Frank. I thought it was just one season and that was it.
No, baseball.
Wow.
Number one team in the country is Sarasota High School. And they play. Not only do they play their schedules, which is about a 40-game schedule, they turn around and play club ball after that, and they'll play through until almost till June.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And poor high school kids, they won't. They had the NFL the award. They've been talking all about this award money, $760 million. And
uh-huh.
they said, okay, the NFL, you know, rightly so, a lot of these guys, you know, the concussions were recognized. The pros, he said, but there's a lot of high school concussions. There's a lot of college concussions. These guys are going to play in a pro. When did it start? Who's responsible for it? You know, is the NFL responsible for all prior injuries prior to coming into the league? And they're all arguing, and the ball players thought they should have got more, and a lot of the commentators thought they got plenty, and they had Tony Dorsett and a couple other guys on with the concussion syndrome, and it was very interesting to hear the viewpoints. So what the players union didn't have too much to say in this whole thing. It seems like the guys that need help need it now, and they wanted to settle up and get the money to them now, so they kind of gave in, and the NFL didn't have to reveal anything of what they knew about the injuries, whatever, you know, and they totally took no blame for anything, and they got off pretty easy, I thought, and they were saying, you know, how much the NFL teams are worth now, billions of dollars and all this. They thought it was pretty, that it wasn't enough. I thought it was a lot of money if it's spread out right. I was interested to find out how are the players going to get the money?
Right.
Who's going to administer it, you know?
Right.
That's what I was concerned about. And I thought, it's a shame boxing doesn't have something like that, a fund where the fighters could go and
right.
get money, you know, after. So many fights, you know, so much goes into a fund, and then, but, you know, it'll never be. I mean,
well,
not in my lifetime, anyway.
You know, there's a group out there that's trying to do it with two of them. One's Alex Ramos, Retired Boxers Foundation, and then Peter Quillen, Kid Chocolate, has started a program with a bunch of other guys to try and get guys to give 2% of their purse to a fund
mm-hmm.
that would be administered by a money manager, and that would go to help pay for some problems that the guys have at this point in time.
The guy that should put the money into the fund should be the promoters.
Sure.
They walk away with a fortune.
Sure.
And they're the guys that should put the money in. They should get together and start something. It would be a good thing for boxing if the promoters all got together, Bob Arum, Golden Boy and all, and said, look, we're going to start a fund for fighters, blah, blah, blah. It would help the sport. It would change the image. You might give it a little better image, you know? There are guys that should do it, but they're just not anxious. Bernard Hopkins, he's another guy gives away snowballs in Alaska. You know, he still shops at does all his grocery shopping at Walmart. He's so tight. I have to laugh. You ask him for 2%, you're gonna look at you like you're nuts. But you know, it would be a good idea if those guys would have a change of heart. Instead of grabbing all the money, give
sure.
something back to the game.
Sure.
Like the professional golf tour does, you know. They give a lot back to the game.
Right.
And boxing, the only sport, gives nothing back to the game. Absolutely nothing. No. Well, maybe TV. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're up against the clock here. I want
to against the clock.
Back.
All right. Well, good talking to you, Frank. And,
okay. I'll talk
we'll
to you
see
next
what
week.
Happens next week. All
yes,
right,
sir.
Buddy. Goodbye now. Goodbye,
take
guys.
Take care now.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, programs are brought to you each and every week in grateful appreciation to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, men and women police fire services.
When you're out there and you see somebody in a uniform, male, female, police, fire, or Army, Navy, Marine, Coastie, please just say thank you. It means a world to everybody when you do that. These programs are also brought to you in grateful memory of fallen officers, Deputy Robert Anthony Carroll, Patrolman David Curtis, Patrolman Jeffrey Colcap, Sergeant Thomas Batinger, Patrolman Jeffrey Yazowitz, Patrolman David Crawford, Detective Randy Bell, Detective Ricky Childers, San Diego Officer Mike Hendler, Lieutenant Mike Zerba, Newcastle County Police, Patrolman Arnolfo Crispin, L.A. Lakeland PD, Deputy Barbara Pell, Broward County Sheriff's Office, Chief Al Hogle, Longboat Key Police Department, Chief Jimmy Ford, Wilmington Fire Department, Highway Patrolman Brian Lazaro, Philadelphia Police Department, Patrolman Alonzo Moses, Philadelphia Uniform Division, Patrolman Brian Murphy, Plymouth Township PD, PA Highway Patrol, Lieutenant Bob Neary, Philadelphia Fire Department, Assistant Chief Michael Godwin, Philadelphia Fire Department, MIT Officer Sean Collier, and Sergeant Mike Wilson, Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. My brothers and sisters, although you may be dead, you may be 10-10, I'm sorry, it may be 10-7 at this time, and sometime we'll be 10-10 at the table of the Lord. And at that point, until we meet again, may the roads rise up to meet you, may the wind be always at your back, may the sun shine softly on your face, and the winds fall softly on your feet, rains fall softly on your field. Till we meet again, may the good Lord keep you and your family always in the hollow of his hand.
Shemalek ma'ilama, shemahezahilma, suna shene voratfet hakuigen ma'ilma. And proudly toast to snow.
1979. County dispatched in 1999. County dispatched in 1999. All units be advised, 1999 responded to his last emergency. May God rest his soul.